When she woke, she felt completely adrift. Someone's hands steadied her back. She was leaning against, over, something.
It's all right. You slept well, and now you're resting on a large padded ball. If your arms feel funny, it's because they're hanging free, not at your sides.
It felt worse than funny. It felt ridiculous. Yet it also felt good, and she was rested and comfortable.
Can you wiggle your hands again?
Cecilia tried. With her arms resting against the curve of the ball, almost dangling, she could move her fingers. She could feel them shift across the fabric one by one.
Excellent. Some of the things they worried about aren't so. You don't have real spasticity in your fingers. The weakness and the tension in your arms have made it seem so. In this position, when you're rested, you might even tap a keyboard.
A keyboard. A keyboard meant letters, meant words, meant language, meant, she had been told this, a speech synthesizer. Real communication, not just twitches and jerks. She wanted to cry and laugh at once. She felt her shoulders seize, cramping. Carly rubbed the cramps out.
Right now, the biochemical responses of your limbic system are working against you. Like anyone else, you'll do best when you're relaxed and happy. That's my job.
Why didn't the others think of this?
Cecilia felt the difference in Carly's hands as they responded to her muscles rather than trying to overpower them. Her arms twitched, trembled, then finally hung relaxed and heavy. Comfortable. It had been so long since she'd been really comfortable.
It's been known for a very long time, but it's tricky to do, and a lot of people don't think it's important. If a regen tank will work, if the rehab is expected to be short, then they say why bother? I think it's always worth it, for the patient's comfort, if nothing else. And in cases like this, it's essential.
Cecilia felt mildly alert, rested, ready to try again. That afternoon, the relentless work with weights seemed less impossible. The Guerni Republic traded widely with a dozen different political entities. On one side, the compassionate hand and the familius regnant beyond. On the other, Athar's world and its allies, a confederation so loose it refused the name. On yet another, some solo world so scattered that political union had so far been impractical. Like Italy's central protrusion into the Mediterranean on Old Earth, back when that body of water was known as Mare Nostrum, the Guerni Republic enjoyed a location both handy for trade and easy to defend. As a result of their location and the resulting trade, the Guernesi had developed efficient and relatively painless entrance protocols. But efficient, painless, and swift did not mean careless. The comm screen showed a bright-faced young woman in blue.
While it's no concern of ours, are you aware that your broadcast ID and your ship do not agree?
I beg your pardon?
According to our database, the Better Luck was scrapped over in Jim Dandy 8 years ago. I know the Familia's records aren't kept that long, but if you bought this ship as the Better Luck, we could provide the data to sustain a claim of fraud.
For a price, of course. The Guernesi, polite and willing to help, did nothing for nothing. Harris had trouble not looking at Oblo. He would be embarrassed.
I don't think that will be necessary.
On the other hand, if you reprogrammed the beacon, your tech did an excellent job. Even got the warble in the 92 band exactly right. We have people who would pay a bonus for that kind of work, if that individual is here and wants to immigrate.
Another thing about the Guernesi, they were always looking for a profit.
Now, I notice you have major ship weapons aboard. Since you've come in past compassionate hand space, I'm afraid we'll have to visually inspect and seal them. I don't want to insult you, but the Benignity tries our borders at intervals.
How did you know? Your scans are they for sale?
The young woman dimpled at him.
Of course, sir. I can give your captain a list of suppliers certified by the government. We have no restrictions on the foreign purchase of military-grade materials.
Mr. Janice will accompany you on your inspection of the weapons. What about small arms?
May not be taken off the ship. The penalty is death and destruction of the ship that brought you. If you want to shoot yourselves aboard your own ship, that's your business.
She typed on a keyboard just out of view.
I'm just asking our weapons inspection team to step aboard. If your Mr. Janice will meet them at the access hatch.
Of course. Harris was already impressed. She had never been here. RSS vessels visited only on ambassadorial duty, and the rumors she'd heard didn't begin to match the reality.
You do not have to state your business here, but if you do, it would be my pleasure to advise you on the easiest way to accomplish your purposes.
Medical technology. I understand that you have superb research and clinical facilities.
Yes. Can you mention a specialty?
Neurology, specifically the treatment of neurochemically induced cognitive dysfunction.
Yes. According to the current listings, I'd recommend music.
Music?
Harris knew she must have looked and sounded as confused as she felt. The younger woman smiled, but not in mockery.
Sorry, Captain. All the planets of Guernsey's fifth star are named for the liberal arts. Music, mathematics, history, and so on. Music is the planet with the largest medical complex devoted to neurology. From here, it's a very short jump and about 2 weeks on in-system drive. We do ask, by the way, that you do not jump except at the designated jump points. We have a lot of traffic. By the time you arrive, Music Station will have a list of contacts for you. Do you wish to append any patient data at this time?
No. No, thank you.
Our pleasure. As soon as my team reports your weapons sealed, you're free to go. Oh, by the way, while I'm sure you wouldn't think of doing any such thing, I should warn you that unsealing your weapons will be a cause for retaliation. Even should you manage to frustrate the automatic detonators on the seals, which are designed to blow up a ship of the size that usually carries these weapons. Have a nice day.
Harris worried about getting three identical young men named Smith through the customs inspection at Music Station. She imagined every possible complication.
We're used to this. If we don't wear the same clothes or stand together or go through the same intake booth too close together, no one will notice. All the machines care about is whether our physical features match our formal ID. And of course they do, from blood type to retinal scan to DNA analysis. We can do costuming, but it's not really necessary here.
Harris wondered. She still didn't trust their judgment. She still suspected that one of them actually was the prince, concealed by a shell game with the name tags. But when they showed up at her office without the name tags and in different outfits, she had to admit they no longer looked so identical. One wore a scruffy set of spacer coveralls he must have gotten from a crew member. He slouched against the wall, looking sullen and grubby. Another displayed himself with the peacock air of a young man of fashion, and the third had the earnest, slightly harried look of a businessman late for a conference. Harris continued to worry until she was through customs herself, with her royal letters to the physicians, and found the three Smiths grinning at her from the shuttle waiting lounge.